Just through what you were thinking during that last sequence.
I was just running, trying to go rebound. You know, I saw Randy pull up at the three, and I think I would have time to get the rebound. So just run and try to get the rebound.
He said he's never made a last second shot like that, and he ran right to you, and you inspired his little shimmy dance.
That was great. You know, that was a great moment, great shot, and a great win. So we really needed that one.
How critical was the rebounding for you guys tonight? You finished with like a 41-27 advantage on the glass.
For us?
Yeah, you had 41 rebounds there.
I mean, it's a team that shots a lot outside the paint, so we knew it was going to be a big rebounding game for us. They made a lot of shots in the first half, and I feel like we did a way better job in the second half, getting those balls.
This could have been a devastating loss, you know, at home with a big lead against a team that doesn't have the greatest record. What does a buzzer beater kind of do for this whole locker room? You guys must have been buzzing afterwards.
Like you said, you know, it's a great win. We didn't feel great about ourselves. You know, I feel like we could have played better defense in the first half, better offense in the second half, but, you know, we didn't give up, and we made big plays when we needed to.
How would you assess his shimmy, his dance move? What do you think?
Did he shimmy?
You didn't see it?
Show me again, Ron. I didn't see it. But I'm sure it was great. Somebody tweet me the video.
He said you inspired him. He was.
Yeah, I showed him the move before the game, you know, in the locker room, and I didn't know I was going to do it during the game.
You really did show him the shimmy move before the game?
I did, you know, I did. All the same, so amazing. I really did.
What were you listening to?
Some French music. You don't really like French music. But.
All right.
Thank you. Now I'm